Not many children dream of working in museums when they grow up, but Liz Cotton did, and that dream has come true. She's just wrapped up her first week as a Director of Museum and Arts at Waikato Museum in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton. Liz has come to the role after working at the Waitangi Treaty Grounds, Auckland War Memorial Museum, and the Ministry for Culture and Heritage. She's set herself the goal of coming up with new ways for Waikato Museum to connect with its community. But first, we chatted about her lifelong fascination with history.
In many ways, it's a product of my upbringing. I was lucky enough to live in the UK until I was 9, and we were big visitors of museums and heritage places and historic homes and castles. And we were a pretty typical family where my mum and I would spend hours reading all the labels and my brother and my dad would sit outside. I think they just really engaged me from a young age, and I developed a lifelong interest in history. I remember being at high school in New Zealand after we'd moved here, and when we were asked to do history projects and social studies histories, I always did one on some aspect of history. And I remember doing one on the pyramids and the teacher being a little bit bamboozled about why I would pick such a thing. But it's probably partly my upbringing, but yeah, it's just one of those things that's always captured my imagination.
And why does it matter? Why does history matter? Why do artifacts matter?
One of the things that's a real challenge for museums and for people generally to get their head around is that we live history, and the COVID situation today is a really good example of why history matters, because everything that is happening in society, in politics, nationally and internationally at the moment, people are going to look back on in 50, 100, 150 years' time and hopefully learn something from that and think about how we lived during this time and how society may have changed during that time, just like we look now at the influenza pandemic after the First World War and the major conflicts and colonisation and all of those big moments that have happened to our society throughout history that have really fundamentally changed us at different steps. And I guess in terms of material culture and the objects and collections that museums hold, they're the physical representation of how a lot of that happened, which really sparks memory and connection for people.
The treaty grounds, of course, at Waitangi are so representative of our colonial past, you know, a site of conflict and a site of union, both.
Yes, that's right. And an absolutely fascinating place, and still a site, I believe, for real interrogation of who we are as a nation. You know, thinking about the promise of the treaty, and Peter Tipene, the chair of the Waitangi National Trust, talks a lot about the ongoing promise of Waitangi. And I think that's very true, you know, that for not just once a year at Waitangi Day, but for us as a nation to be thinking who we are, what promises were made in the development of the treaty, which of course came off the back of Hei Whakaputanga, the Declaration of Independence, and many years of discussion up in Northland. And then what happened after the signing of the treaty and the broken promises, the sacrifice at war, and again, how we've really developed as a nation and what that means now and for our future. One of the things that I really believe strongly in is that museums don't, you know, we don't do the work for ourselves, and we don't do the work for the past, but we do it for future generations. And I think that's a really important thing that holds really close to all of our mahi, so that it has a real purpose. You know, we're trying to understand who we are and who we have been so that we can inform in some way who we're going to be in the future. And I think the work that's going on up at Waitangi and across the country and other museums really speaks to that.
I imagine a lot of what you've learnt from the Waitangi Treaty Grounds you'll bring with you to Waikato, to the museum there. But what attracted you to the job? I mean, I don't think you're a local.
No, I'm not. No, I am from Auckland, But it really, I mean, from a professional career point of view, it's an absolutely wonderful opportunity. Museum professionals, you do the hard yards. You start working in a particular area, and it could be collections, it could be curatorial or marketing or digital. You know, there's a whole range of places where you can start your career, and then really develop your understanding of museums as a whole institutional organisation and all the different parts that make it hum. And that's something I really learned up at Waitangi. And here I can really see the opportunity to connect, to tell narratives around New Zealand's fourth largest city. It's an amazing place. I've been so impressed since I've been here. It's really developing, it's beautiful, the river is incredible. There's so much public art and so much work going on to develop the city as a really engaging place to live and work. So, and I think there's a real opportunity for the museum to be a central part of that, and it's really exciting. And working across visitor destinations as well, so it's partnering with the Hamilton Gardens and the zoo and really building a really excellent public experience. So yeah, it's for me, it's not so much about not being local, but it's about bringing some knowledge and some enthusiasm, some belief that museums are places for difficult conversations and for education and for learning, but also for a lot of fun as well. And I really think that's something that we could all benefit from, especially at the current time.
Well, given what you're saying there, Liz, is it equally important, or perhaps even more important, that you get to know your community as well as getting your head around this really extensive, rich collection that the Waikato Museum holds?
Yes, I'm already thinking about getting those relationships really underway, and I think that's absolutely key. You know, it's not our role to be the sort of holders and the tellers and the voice of authority anymore. I think that time for museums has really gone, but it's about that co-design, co-development, co-delivery, really being a place for community and for community voices, and shifting that voice of authority away from being the keeper of collections and narratives to being a sharer. So I see myself hopefully being out there and forming those relationships across Waikato Tainui, but also across all the other groups in Hamilton very soon, hopefully.
Have there been any of the exhibits that, and this is very early days, as you say, this is your first week, but that you found yourself standing in front of, either in the vaults or in the exhibition space, and they've just taken your breath away?
I have to say, because it's extremely fresh in my mind today, I've just had a collection store tour of a couple of hours with our collections and curatorial manager today, and I was just amazed. It did take my breath away, the real breadth and depth of the collection and how it's being cared for. I was really impressed, and I think, you know, at a museum of this size with really thoughtfully curated collections that cover Taonga Māori, Pasifika, you know, applied arts and design, natural science, obviously a strong social history and ephemera collection, and a really strong art collection. And I think our real opportunity is to think more about our permanent galleries and how we really change up what we're doing as an organisation to be using our collections to be telling the narratives alongside our community groups about Hamilton and the Waikato. I think that's our real opportunity for the future.
One of your highlights, Liz, you've told us, is a very really special. We could call it an artifact, but it's kind of greater than that, the Te Pahi medal.
Yes, that's right. And that was an absolutely amazing time for me. You know, I have these moments, and I'm sure all museum professionals do, where it really reminds you why you work in museums. And that came up completely out of the blue. through one of our curators at Auckland Museum, whose mother was a professor at the University of Auckland. And we discovered that this medal was for sale in Sydney and that there was a lot of interest around it. And through contacts with Te Papa and through the descendants of Te Pahi, we managed to sort of form what I guess would be called a consortium, where we agreed that Te Papa and Auckland Museum would carry the burden in some ways of the cost of retrieving that medal. So buy the purchase at option and returning it to New Zealand, but really for the benefit of the museums for and their public, but also for, more importantly, for the Te Pahi descendants. So we then formed a working group with the understanding that, you know, the legal ownership of that taonga falls to the two museums, but the kaitiaki arrangement falls between the three parties, and that the medal could travel around and be a part of the lives of people in Auckland, people in Wellington, and also up north where Te Pahi was from. So that was an absolutely amazing thing to work on, and something that has sort of touched in my professional career again, because then I went to work up at the Waitangi Treaty Grounds, and that was the place where the medal went on display when they opened their Te Kongahu Museum up at there about 5 years ago. So that was quite lovely to see that up there as well.
Liz Cotton, the new Director of Museum and Arts at Waikato Museum,